You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. I gotta tell you, if you are driving on the highway right now, I just drove up from Manitowoc. It was so foggy from there until like a mile outside of Green Bay.
Yeah.
And then it cleared. Todd, Oshkosh.
Not bad in Oshkosh, but once I hit Appleton and north, it was a little rough. Be careful.
There are some areas around the Mishicot, Maribel, like that lower stretch right there. I mean, when I was coming, I don't know, 100 feet, maybe, like at the most you could see.
That's funny how fog works, though, right? I told you I took down to the airport this morning, and it was foggy on like the east side of Green Bay.
Yeah.
It wasn't foggy on the west side.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, my flight could be delayed, and it's like... Yeah, fog's a weird thing, but that probably will all lift.
I'm sure it will once the sun comes up. But I'm just saying, if you're out there on the highways right now, at least that part. I mean, it was like so thick, it's like, but you know what I mean? It's just, like you had to like watch real close for your exits.
Yeah.
You think you know a route so well.
Right.
But when you don't really see.
Oh, you guys, though.
Yeah.
You guys get lost going anywhere.
What's that supposed to mean, Todd?
Yeah. Come on. I mean.
Really? 607. Todd fires his first shot across the bow.
It's amazing he made it to the studio, John.
I'm glad you're here. Yes.
Yep.
But just everybody knows this, but never use your high beams in the fog. You know, that just messes up the driver and everybody else.
I always wanted one of those little trucks that has like the yellow lights on
top. Yeah, those are cool.
Those are cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Cool guys have those trucks.
Yeah, I never did.
So I'm walking yesterday, and the fire department was doing some kind of a training thing right behind here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just cross the thing here. And I'm still 8 years old. Yeah. I just had to stand and watch with my mouth open, watching
everybody
do stuff.
Loves that. Yeah.
And they had the ladder up, and I didn't know if they were, you know, what it was. And I asked the guy, I said, hey, do people climb that thing? Or is that like a remote hose nozzle they got on top type thing?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, it's for training. I go, wow, somebody actually climbed that. He goes, yeah. I said, how high is it? He goes, 30 feet. I go, okay, that's pretty high. He goes, well, we're actually going to extend it to 100.
Yeah.
I said, 100 feet? I said, who does that? He goes, well, the trainee, right? And he's a young kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's 10 stories. That's high. That is really, really
30
high.
30 feet was high.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told him, I said, I always wanted to be a firefighter, but only for like ranch houses and grass fires.
There you go.
Get somebody else.
Not going up there.
Not going up there. Let her go. Let her burn.
Yeah.
No, 100 feet. I'll tell you what. Any firefighter out there, I don't care what you do on your day-to-day. If you climb that thing 100 feet with nothing around you, salute.
Yeah. I do think, though, I don't know if they really, they would climb down, but I think going up, you just go out to the end, jump in the bucket, and you go up.
Oh,
But you got to
You don't climb 100 stairs?
I don't. Look, that's not my understanding. But
okay.
There's usually a bucket on the end of those things, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Right, and then they kind of strap you in a little bit.
I don't know. The kid wasn't, or the young guy wasn't doing it. They were like setting up and everything.
Yeah, it's still high. 100 feet is 100 feet.
30 feet was like.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it's out in the open, like, you know, if you have a ladder against a house, it's like, okay, you know, you kind of feel a little more. But when this thing is just kind of like straight up.
Right.
What do we got here? Good morning, guys, from our man Vinny. Good morning, Vinny. What's up? Happy Trucker Thursday, Vicky. Good morning, Vicky. How are you? Truckers out there, man. Like I said, if you're heading out today on the highways, it's really, really foggy in some stretches. Huh. What do you think of the Packers schedule?
I was going to ask you that.
Philadelphia and Washington both going to the Milwaukee season ticket holders.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. People aren't real happy about it. I mean, the one thing I don't like, you know what I wish the NFL would do? I wish the entire season, or I mean, I wish the entire league would just shut down right in the middle of the season. Week off, everybody. Everybody's
got a
week.
Floating byes?
Yeah. I mean, the Packers bye is the fifth week of the season. You don't need it yet.
No. You're just hitting stride.
That's like right when you hit stride.
I know. That's what I thought too, yeah.
That's when you're going to play your best football, about a month into the season.
Yeah. So I think all of us look at the schedule, you know, win, loss, win, win, win.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Go through that. Did you?
I'm always 11-5. 12-4 is great. you know, 11 would. But I'm, I do say one thing.
There's two games out of the chute.
Holy crapple. Tough two. I mean, it's a tough looking schedule. There's not even a question about that. I have one. The only thing I've ever agreed with Minnesota Viking fans on, ever, and I agree with them on something, and the NFL is looking into it. You know, they went, what was it, 14-2 last year, or 15-2, whatever it was, okay? Mm-hmm. Phenomenal record, all right? But the Lions got the top spot versus a team, I forget who, you know, who else was like, you know, 10-7 type thing.
Right, they can get in.
I think they do need to go more on your overall record versus your conference.
Yeah.
You deserve, you know, you beat those teams, those other conferences.
Right.
You deserve to have, like, that home game for the playoffs over them. I'm a firm believer in that.
A couple good games, though. I think it's great that, you know, we're playing on Thanksgiving. Because you're going to watch football anyway. Why can't we watch our own team?
Love it.
I think that's cool.
Love it.
That's going to make that day
fun. Love it.
That we're playing Pittsburgh and Rodgers might be playing for Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I might go to that. Now, that's there. That's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I called my friend already this morning.
You're going to go to Pittsburgh?
I just sent him a text.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you do that?
Well, I don't have any friends in Pittsburgh, but.
Well, Pittsburgh's a great city. And to go and. Would you go to that game?
Yes.
Okay. Let me work on it.
In a heartbeat.
I think that's going to be fun. Those are the two games I'm interested in. I don't know. Like we talked about last year. We've been fortunate. We've gone to a million games. So.
Well, I'll
go tailgate for sure, but then I'll probably. We'll watch it.
You know, it's one of those things too. And again, it's just thrown into the wind. Oh, we'll win this game. We'll lose. Injuries happen. Yada, 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 yada.
Right.
But overall, like if I was a betting guy, which I am a little bit, but not, it is a tough schedule.
That's right. I mean,
it's a formidable schedule. Put it that way.
Yeah.
So I got this. People complain about the placement of the bye all the time.
True.
Until it gets here, then everybody says, we have the bye at the perfect time, no matter what week it is. Todd from DePere. Yeah, but Todd, wouldn't you agree 5 weeks is too early?
It's early.
It's early. It's the guys aren't that beat up yet.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where they're just beat up, and you're just like surviving.
But the other thing is we don't have any international games.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's all right. I mean, there was all these rumors, so it'd be fun. I mean, football's football.
Man, Brian said this one's coming out here. Is it time to get rid of the Milwaukee ticket package?
Ain't going
to
happen.
No, it's not. But I will say this. I mean, I saw a couple of articles recently about people that lost their tickets.
I saw that.
That's like legit.
I don't know. Don't you think they're going to plead their case and Packers are going to... You think they're going to cave in on that?
I don't know. It's said that some people have. The Packers have done it where they've taken... And then they've...
Have they?
Yes.
Well, I haven't heard that. So they are...
There's like an extenuating circumstance where it's like, okay, you know, where they found out more about it. Like the one I was reading about the people, four years,
right?
Every game they've sold.
Yep.
And it's like, well, we had illness or whatever.
That's what I'm thinking.
4 years. You don't have a cousin you could give them to?
Okay. Yeah. So they, I know they were taking those. Some people didn't like that, but it makes a little bit of sense that, look, these people have been on our waiting list and they're true fans and why should we scalp them? And so, I don't know. I didn't know it both ways. I didn't know they were acquiescent to that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So they're going to do it. If they did it for one, they're going to do it for everybody because the guy's going to say, well, I was sick too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Maybe. Let's be honest on something. And you and I have talked about this. It ain't the warm and fuzzy Packers of old. True?
Just a little. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, I know. It's a business. It's a big, big business. So, yes. But the thing is that they want. Yeah. I think they are focused on their fans, but they're focused on their fans for economic reasons.
Right. You know
I mean, so, And I tell you what they don't like is this hasn't happened lately. Remember back in the day?
You know what was unusual the night of the draft? Walking around seeing all the Packer jerseys. There were so many more Packer jerseys at the draft versus a normal regular season game.
Yeah.
It would be half Vikings, whomever.
That was a Wisconsin Packer crowd at that draft. But yeah, I would agree. But what I was going to say is remember when people, that hurts when people don't use their tickets because they want you buying those concessions
and
parking and, you know, that's revenue. I mean, the $100, whatever the tickets are now, but people, I bet you people spend another $100 when they go in there
per
person. Yeah. So,
well, what's a beer? What's a hot dog? I don't even know, but
yeah, I don't know, John.
$15?
It's
Todd, do you know?
No idea.
I mean, the thing is, well, it's not even that anymore. It's if you go to the, you know, the club seats, that food up there is unbelievable. I mean, that's not hot dogs. I mean, that's,
I know,
and that's expensive. But you don't really, I don't know, it's weird when you're there. It's like Vegas a little bit. You just don't think about
no,
it.
No, because it's an event. It's all plastic. It's all, an event. It's all, you know, it's, it is what you do. Have you ever been up there when they bring the dessert carts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like that. So much just for a piece of carrot cake?
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, that dessert cart is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to, if you go to Packer game these days, you got to, it's like going on vacation or something, man. Just it's just Monopoly money. Right.
Don't think about it.
Don't think about it.
Because, yeah.
Yes, it's just part of the, and you know what? I'm not biatching, whatever. It's amazing to have an NFL football entity a mile away from us where we sit.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But again, it's such a business now. The NFL is such a, you know, like it's IBM or it's whomever the NFL is now.
Yeah.
So you just have to accept that.
And they invest. They besides football. I mean, look what they've done out there. You know, they're in other businesses to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there going to be a strike? They said that. Huh? No. What they talked about, they have to have revenue coming in, even if there's non-football revenue. And I think they've done a really, really good job out there of doing that.
You know, I was good friends with guys when they did the strike in 1987.
Yep, that's right.
And then in 1982, I was covering the Lions. I still remember covering that type of thing. And you know what? About 90% of the guys, if you talk to them away from everybody else, I don't want to lose a paycheck.
Right.
I don't want to lose a paycheck.
Right.
Because here's the deal. When those teams go on, when those players go on strike, it doesn't benefit them. It benefits the players that come after them.
That's right, because that's who they're negotiating for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. Hmm. The only one that really benefited guys while they're still in their playing days was free agency. Yeah. And I'll never forget this.
Yeah.
And God bless Bob Harlan. I respect Bob Harlan as much as anybody I've ever dealt with in the media, okay, in sports. But I remember Bob telling me, John, we're really worried about this free agency thing. Because, and that was when the Packers were losing and nobody wanted to come to Green Bay. It's like, how do we get somebody to come to Green Bay? You know, we're trying, you know, we're losing. And Bob and I had that conversation one day.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, this is, so they didn't want free agency.
Right.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, you know what happened? Ron Wolf signs Reggie White.
Yeah.
Everything changed.
Yeah.
One signing changed this franchise.
But yeah, I remember that. It was like, oh, you know, he wanted Green Bay. He got a lot of money.
It was for the money. Come on. I get such a kick out of that.
It was.
Really? Okay, was it the biscuits at Red Lobster?
Right? And the environment and the community and the support and all that.
I mean, it was great. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But yeah.
He was a pretty good ambassador when he was here.
Green Bay's where I always want to play.
Yeah, I know.
And you're...
$19 million.
David, $19 million. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. But it worked.
It worked. It changed the franchise. I'm dead serious.
That it did.
Because then all of a sudden you got these other guys. Well, if Reggie White is there,
I know.
How bad can it be?
Right. And so we can win too.
I mean, yeah.
Like we talked about, we're running out of time here, but how people, it really becomes the championship over the money. I think that's really, really cool. That people, you know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, they're money, but. There comes a time in your life where it's like, no, it's not money.
Nowadays, they all get paid.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, oh, we need to win a chip. Like the Packers, talk to the old Packers. Their big motive going into that Super Bowl, $15,000 when they were making $15,000
right,
a year.
Right, so that was what the winner got.
That was like mind-boggling to those guys. It was like a new house. Got a thing here, Todd. Have to work until 12. Our middle school track meets could be canceled today because of the storms.
Wow.
It's that bad, huh, Todd?
Well, we've got some storms probably early this afternoon, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Man, we got an unbelievable lineup of guests, folks. Do. Stay with us.
Bear man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Mano the Mayor here on a good look at Thursday morning. Happy Trucker Thursday. Maybe maybe it's lifting a little bit as the sun comes up a little bit more, but I'll tell you what, before the sun came up, on the highways, 43 was terrible as far as the fog. Todd said 41.
It's a little foggy out there right now.
It is still foggy. Yeah, it is. That's what I was thinking. Maybe we're in the thing. But, I mean, literally, I had to swerve to hit the 172 exit because it was so, you know what I mean? You just, you don't see it until you come up
on
to
top
it.
Of it,
yeah. So, careful out there. Give us that forecast again there, Todd, just to let people know what.
Going to hit 80 today.
I think. Sunny and breezy, storms possible later, mid to upper 70s.
How bad are the storms potentially from what we heard there from Lisa?
It looks like it's going to be a little rough out there this afternoon by probably midday or early afternoon. That's when the storms are going to roll in.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was later. All right, so it's this afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
But could be kind of freaky, huh?
Could be by 3 o'clock. We should see some storms rolling in and then rain for the night.
All right. Could use the rain.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Take that. No question. I mean, fire danger is all over the place as far as with that. But although, you know what I've noticed, though?
Get your little ladder truck now. So
I know, right?
Get above it all.
Is it just me or are places getting a little more, how do I put it? Not freaked out, but you know what? The horrible fires in California and the different places, whatever, whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. It seems like the Midwest is getting a little more concerned about that. Like, were these fire things, I mean, like I was talking to my brother in the UP, it's like the DNR and everybody, it's like they will literally come to your house if you have a backyard fire.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, who's paying for that? And we'll talk to Ben and Deanna Melchor coming in later, the realtors, but I was looking at costs in Greater Green Bay, costs in Wisconsin, and, you know, interest rates still a little bit high. Houses have gone up like 15% over last year, but insurance is going up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, roof insurance. And so I think it's those kind of things that they're like, wait, we don't want to get... Some of these guys got pretty whacked on these insurance companies.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got to have so much in investment. So I'm interested if that's something that you have to really look at now. Because it's just like, well, you get the insurance and that's that. But maybe you have to really look at that. And that could be a significant part of your payment.
Because I never remember it being that way.
No, you just get it.
It's like, can't have a backyard fire.
Yeah.
Really? Is that even legal to tell you can't have a backyard fire?
There's so many feet. Yeah, you can have but those fire pits now.
Well,
though,
code.
Yeah, but they're in those little cages.
Yeah.
That's not.
And you just put the cover on them. And
right.
Yeah.
But it still has to be so many feet from your garage. I know that.
I think it's 15, isn't it, in Green Bay?
That would make sense to me.
I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it never used to be that way.
No.
I mean, we had a fire. When I was a kid, I bet we had a fire 3 nights of the week all summer long.
Outside?
Yeah. We'd have burned, because we'd burn stuff. We'd burn garbage. Oh, yeah. That was my job. I loved that. I loved that. Like I said, I got myself caught on fire twice, but I loved it. That was my favorite thing.
I think there's a lot to that. Yeah, I can see why you would like that. You're like getting back, destroying. Yeah, that would be.
Fire.
Yeah, fire. Fire. That. Fire. I still say, I'm amazed. And I could call some of my old neighborhood chums right now and say, how are we alive? Because our big thing when they tore down, they closed off about half of our town and fenced it off because of the mining. It's called caving grounds, okay? Because the mines have been underneath and they're afraid they're going to sink.
Oh, yeah.
Which they never did. It was like, now they took all the fences down. So it's like it was, and they moved houses and everything. It was terrible. Oh. But they cut down all the phone lines. So we went over, we collected before the city got there, we got all the old phone lines. For the copper.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay.
That was always valuable.
Mm-hmm. And then we'd have fires, and we'd burn the insulation off and cook hot dogs and marshmallows over the fire.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't know if
that's a little
the best
gross.
Thing. Yeah, that could be some toxic.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah.
Totally gross.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you're here to tell about it, so it couldn't have been that bad, right? Although, it could have affected some other things.
I got this one. Jim, don't make fun of John burning things. At least he didn't burn a pet.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Who's that? I love these listeners.
Brian. Yep. Okay.
Snarky Brian.
Yes. That is true. That's true. We'll just move on from that because I got a lot of feedback on that.
Great point. That's a great point. That might be your lowest moment.
It wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was not intentional. And that's my.
Well,
out.
You know,
that's my.
Real careful.
I know.
So 61 degrees in Green Bay right now, 61 in Appleton, 60 in Oshkosh. Brewers got a nice win yesterday.
Yeah.
Afternoon, man. They needed that. Today is National Chocolate Chip Day. Can't beat a chocolate chip. Can't beat. Hey, by the way, if our man Rick from.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday.
Yeah. From Big Mouth.
Big Mouth. Those cookies he made.
That guy made the cookies. He made those yesterday morning. He must have got up at, you know, early. But those, I gave some away this yesterday afternoon as well because we had to tape a show here. And they're like, these are unbelievable.
They're delicious.
Those are cookies. That's why they're gone.
I even texted him. I said, those cookies. He goes, well, I thank Grandma Lulu. That was her recipe.
It was a recipe, yeah.
That was, I mean, when there's something homemade sometimes, it's incredible.
And when they can bend them a little bit.
And they're moist and just whatever.
Yeah, those are good cookies.
But crunchy too.
And crunchy.
Yeah. You know?
He's got the right recipe for that.
That was good.
If the music thing doesn't work out for him,
we got something here for you, buddy.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, Todd.
Yes.
Did you notice he pulled me aside a little bit yesterday when he was leaving?
You know, I didn't. I was in the middle of work.
Right. We were working.
What happened?
He said, Johnny, we got a song for you.
I knew this.
We want you to perform. He said, I'm not even kidding.
Nobody heard it but John, just for the record.
He goes, I'm not even kidding. He said, we got the lyrics, we got the thing, especially for you. We want you to make a special. I'm telling Jim, he told me this right here.
You know what? This is like setting up the kid in school.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, cool. Everybody wants to see you do that. And then he's just scarred
for life. So did he tell you what song it is?
No. But he actually played, he said, listen, we got one. But here's what I'm thinking. So I just saw early this morning about they're performing right outside of Jim's house.
They are. They're
at the park?
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'm going to invite them over after. Like when Kevin Van Ness was there, they came over after for drinks and beer. So that's the night you're going to play?
I think so.
John?
Cool.
Yeah. I'll give you $50 if you do it that night, and we put all the speakers toward Jim's house.
You know, I'm going to agree. I'll be there. But I would just, I'm looking out for you as a friend now. I'd go slow with this because you could, John, you got a decent reputation out there.
I'm sorry. Are you in the most popular band in the state of Wisconsin, Jim?
No, he is.
I didn't think
so, Jim. I love Big Mouth.
I didn't think so.
Wow. Okay. I like when they bring that Packer player up. You know, the Big Mouth. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, you do. Okay. No, he's
Gary Ellis.
Gary Ellis.
I can sing like Gary Ellis.
I knew you were going to say that. We got time, Todd. Right. We got time.
We got an awesome lineup, folks. Yeah, stay with us. And he's off on a midway.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning that is very, very foggy out there. Just saying that one more time. If you're heading out, we're sitting right here, and we can barely see the Northland Hotel, the Hotel Northland, just down the block. So it's crazy in certain parts, like we were saying, though, or Todd, you were saying, it's like foggy, 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 and then all of a sudden it's great.
Right.
I mean, so it's real patchy in that way. We got a special guest on, Todd?
We do.
All right.
Introduce him, Todd.
Brett Jansen's on Pickleball for a Purpose. This event is coming up in the next couple of days, and he's got all the details on it. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning.
What a full day you're
putting on.
Yeah, what a full day you're putting on.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's the home stretch here.
That's great, man. This sounds like a great thing. And again, Charity. Pickleball is such a popular thing right now. Talk a little bit about what you're doing for the Dillon Family Foundation and our man AJ and the whole thing. So take it from there if you wouldn't mind, Brett.
Yeah, of course. So AJ's coming back in town this weekend. We got him on Friday evening. He's doing another charity event for Feeding America and all he was doing for the backpacks of food for kids in the morning. But afternoon, it's all pickleball, but we'll be hanging out at Pickleball Kingdom in Appleton all day. Before I forget to mention, Mino and Jim, Emily Schmidt wanted me to say hello and formally invite you both to our event. She's been working with me to get this all set up with the Dillon Family Foundation. So we just had a planning meeting last night, and
we got to work on.
You guys are up to you in the evening, but
wow, she's great.
She's awesome.
I don't know, John. You ready for a game, or you just want to go in?
If I didn't have that bone spur, I'm serious. I'd be all over this. Like you can't even believe, Brett.
This is great,
Brett.
Yeah, all right.
You ever try?
Hey,
Brett. You ever try playing pickleball with a bone spur on your Achilles tendon?
No, but I've met a lot of people that have. I'm in
that
world. I've got someone for you, Dr. Jay Christensen, North Shore Foot and Ankle. I'm a physical therapist, so I run into a lot of injuries in the pickleball world, and I get accused of handing out my business card on the pickleball court, but my goal is just to keep people healthy and playing longer.
I hate when I talk about my physical infirmities, and then that person's like a Trump's doctor it, type
right?
thing.
Oh,
and
yeah. No, whatever. No, that's not true.
Instead
that's
of sympathy,
right.
It's like, that's not so bad. We got 100 you people. Work, we got a special category for bone spur.
Everybody has that.
Yeah.
All right, so this is cool, and I love the fact that it's going to charity, and Gabriel and
Gabriel.
That's going to be fun. So tell us about the day. How does this all work?
Yeah, of course. So in the spirit of this tournament and getting the community out to support this great cause, Pickleball Kingdom is allowing anyone to come in and learn to play or just play pickleball. Friday is going to be, we got obviously the storm coming in, winds, high winds, but for $5 Friday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., anyone's invited. This will be followed by an intermediate tournament from 12 to 3. A pickleball 101 class for kids or anyone looking to learn, led by the best pickleball coach in the region, Rocky. That's going on 3:30 to 6. We know kids are getting out of school. People are going to show up late. We're going to just get kids in the door, playing the game, learning the game. Hopefully a little mini tournament during social hour, cocktail hour. They got craft beer on tap. They got drinks, food trucks. We're going to, throw a party. The main event is AJ Dillon and Bex interview. They're going to jump up there on stage again. That's where I first met Bex, was at the Sip and Saber event last fall, and saw him interview AJ. I'm like, there's something special about this kid. He's 10 years old, hands me his business card.
Yeah.
Asked him to play pickleball, and the rest is history. Now he's playing. We got AJ playing a little bit. Tucker Kraft is dabbling into the pickleball world. We're hoping to get him out.
All right. This is going to be good. This is going to be great.
It's going to be a fun event. And then 8 to 11 is open play, so celebrity courts. We're going to get A.J. Dillon playing Bex, Emmy Award-winning news anchor and pickleball extraordinaire Emerson Lehman.
Oh, Emerson. Emerson's probably pretty good.
Emerson, you know what?
I would bet
he's like
good.
The night. You know what Emerson is?
Put my money
Emerson
on him.
Is that guy that's so nice and so whatever.
On the court.
But you put him on there, he's going to be a killer.
I think he will, too.
Yeah.
Once he's got his glasses on, his hat backwards, look out.
Right. That's right.
Ran into him in the last pickleball tournament, and me and my pickle partner, we were undefeated through pool play, went undefeated, won the first playoff game, played Emerson and his partner, and they pickled us.
See?
Really?
Yeah. No, I bet you he's good. Yeah.
Well, that's who you got to get you guys.
I don't know what that means in the pickleball world, but that's skunked. That's 11-0. That's getting your butt whipped.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. He promised me to go easy on the general public, though. He won't do that to the good people of the community.
I don't think he has the ability to hold himself back, though.
Because that's what I mean.
When he hits that court, him saying, it's I'll be him. Nice. Right. Okay, Emerson, bring it on.
Wow. Hey, you know another thing, though, Brett, that I you guys got that I think is pretty cool? A beginner bracket. Because so many people would be like, well, I'm just getting into it, and that'd be fun to play other people, but, a little bit of intimidation factor. Right. It's like, if I don't... But that's really cool what you're doing with this. Talk about that, if you wouldn't mind, Brett.
Yeah, of course. So, obviously, physical therapist by trade. I was a traveling physical therapist first, so my first travel job was actually in Arizona, so... I've been on this pickleball train since 2018 because out there pickleball has been huge. That's actually where the franchise Pickleball Kingdom started, is in Arizona. But now they have 250 locations nationwide. The sport's just going crazy. It's a varsity sport on the East Coast. Clubs are coming up in every university.
Neither.
It's just the sport's just growing like crazy. And I'm just like, man, this is fun. The community, because you're right. It's like it can be played at a high level. There's tournaments across the country every weekend somewhere, professional leagues, but you also can just pick up a paddle and for the first time go out there and have a good time, socializing, talking to people, hitting the ball. We'll have coaches there, volunteers trying to get more people playing, all day long. But really that beginner time is the morning, 6 a.m. to 10, and then we're doing something more for the kids in the afternoon. But the idea is that this is just a family event, more just for fun, get people learning, having a good time, good food. We'll have Osario's food truck there, a taco truck, and music. It'll be a fun event.
This is awesome.
This is great.
And it's got to be kind of fun. I mean, everybody's done golf tournaments, everybody's done whatever, but this is the precipice of a sport that I mean you're talking about how quickly it's growing and everything, and I got a feeling, Brett, it's still almost in an infant stage. Wouldn't you agree, as far as like, because I'm gonna still got to find a court where it's pickleball and whatever, but this is the type of thing. I don't think this is some kind of a fad type of thing. I think this is really something special that any person, any level of athleticism or whatever you want to call it, can walk out there and at their level can participate.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I've been on this train. I'm just like trying to wait for everyone to catch up. But absolutely. I mean, just with all the investors coming into it, there's a pickleball TV channel that people are starting to pay for, pay-per-view.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Wow. Zach Gonerig, he's a local guy from Green Bay. He'll play at the Pickler. You know, Bex and I played with Telcher before. You know, Pickler's the other big franchise in Green Bay. They hope to expand to Appleton and Madison, Milwaukee. Eventually, every city will have multiple indoor pickleball facilities. And Box Cities especially is blessed. We got three places to play outdoor everywhere. So it's very accessible. Hey,
let me just throw this in there, what you just mentioned, Brett, before you go. Give me 2 weeks of lessons. I will kick Telcher's butt.
Yeah, I got the best instructor for you, Rocky Koenig at Pickleball Kingdom, good friend of mine. He treats pickleball like a chess match. He will teach you where to hit the ball, how to hit the ball.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely a strategy.
My money's still on Telcher.
We'll get you in for free lessons anytime. Just let us know. We'll get you trained up.
I want to do that. I want to take on Telcher.
John.
Huh? What? What?
I don't know why you say that stuff. I wouldn't do it. That guy's going to kick your... No, John.
Telcher?
Yes.
No.
He's big, but he's fast.
I'm small, but I'm fast. Right, Brett? Right.
I mean, Brett! Somebody give me...
Hey, Brett, you want to jump in here anytime?
Anytime,
Brett.
Make them,
all right. Hey, Brett, you got to give us your address now. Pickleball Kingdom, where are you at?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I don't actually work there, but I'll find out. It's right off County Road KK, Kensington Drive in Appleton on the east side.
And I can
give you an address.
Do that. And then anyone's welcome. We can just show up.
You can just show up. We'll be at the door letting people in. If they mention they listen to the Mino and the Mayor show, we'll give them 50% off entry. So for the main event access, we'll hook them up for your listeners. But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is it
if I told my people they have free beer,
that'd get more.
Free beer on you, right?
Yeah, there you go. Well, this is great. So families can show up. This is a fundraiser. Let's not forget that. You know, the money is going to the Dillon Family Foundation that there's so much good in all of Northeast Wisconsin. I mean, they've done some events here in Green Bay. Anyone can come, and then you've got the itinerary. Can we go online and look this itinerary up, too? There's a lot on here.
There's a lot on here.
When I read this, I'm like,
that's a full day.
Oh, yeah. My good friends at Relion, they're the official pickleball paddle sponsor of the tournament. They're donating panels. We're going to have AJ sign them and raffle them off.
Nice.
They built the website for me. You know, like I said, I'm in healthcare. I don't know how to do all this techie stuff, but they built me a website so you can find all the tournament details on Wisconsin, abbreviated WI-pickleballforapurpose.com. That way you can see the whole itinerary, get a link to sponsor, get a link to sign up to participate. You know, the hope is to do this every year, but we're just getting it off the ground. And it's crazy. You're right. How fast the sport is growing and the amount of community support we have. I hope it's the precipice of something really cool.
And so, again, I just want to run through your 8:30 a.m. check in for the beginner bracket and kind of a mixer just to, you know, you can play with anybody you want there. Just, you know, beginner bracket, you got people giving you advice and everything. That starts at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Then at 9 o'clock, the beginner bracket play starts. And for the, and I don't know anything about this stuff, Brett, and maybe you don't either. This is more, but DUPR. What is a DUPR? It says your DUPR score should be between 2 and 2.9. So there are, it's almost like handicaps, I guess, in golf or bowling or anything else, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And pickleball people know what that is, but it's an acronym for the Dynamic Universal Pickleball Rating.
Okay.
It's an algorithm and basically like a handicap in golf. Like you just know what your skill level is because the goal of pickleball is to play people of similar level. Like if you're a beginner, you want to play other beginners. If you're advanced, you want to play advanced. It just makes the game more fun because it's competitive. So that just basically is beginner level. We actually, if you look online at the itinerary, that's the only thing we changed. We changed that last night just because that's the one part of the day we didn't have a lot of people sign up for. It's on a Friday. People are working. A lot of people don't want to play competitively. They want to play just for fun. That's why we're like, let's just open it up. Building opens at 6 a.m., 6 a.m. to 10. Anyone come in the door, we'll teach you how to play. You know, that's more for the adults, but we're doing the kids in the afternoon. The rest of the day, we'll follow that itinerary online, but we're just going to open up the morning to getting people in the door, playing, having a good time, and that'll roll right into the rest of the events.
Wow.
That sounds awesome. I love it here, though. Learn to play at 3 o'clock, Pickleball 101. Kids designed for kids. Open. I mean, this. You got it all covered.
And with AJ to raise a little money for, you know, signing the paddles. There'll be a lot of stuff there. I'm sure there's going to be baskets and everything else people can donate to. So, yeah, this is great. I mean, thank you for doing this. It's great. Well, it's great that people can have an opportunity to play pickleball, but it's also a great fundraiser. He does so much for this community, so him and his wife.
And the goal is to raise $100,000 to support the Dylan Family Foundation, whose mission is to empower families and combat hunger in our communities, dedicated to providing resources, support, and opportunities that strengthen family bonds and enhance well-being. Through their initiatives, they strive to ensure that no person goes hungry. Every family has the means to thrive. A.J. Dylan and his wife, Gabrielle, phenomenal. This is great, man. Good stuff, Brad. I got a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg as far as these types of things and how popular the sport is becoming. And it's great what you guys are doing for all levels. You know, it's not like, again, like nobody's going to show up at a golf tournament and say, oh, you know, I want to play. You're making it so comfortable, family friendly.
Easy, right?
All yeah.
Right. So it's WIPickleballForAPurpose.com.
WIPickleballForAPurpose.com.
Takes place tomorrow morning. Pickleball Kingdom in Appleton. Goal is to raise $100,000 for the Dylan Family Foundation. Brett, you got to talk to us next Monday and let us know how this all went, okay?
Looks awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to bring Bex with me. We'd love to be on again and talk about how it all goes.
Sounds fantastic. Appreciate it very much, buddy.
Have a great day tomorrow.
Yep.
See ya.
Appreciate it, guys.
Quick break. Back after us.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. Gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Man, that sounds like a great event they've got going on in Appleton tomorrow, doesn't it?
It does.
With the pickleball thing?
At that handicap, what did you think of when you looked at the the DUPR, the score, 2.0 to 2.9 and then 3.0? Did that bring anything back to you? Did you look at that and say, oh, my God, that reminds me of?
No.
PSA scores?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah.
That's what, you know, because once it gets up, then it's like 4 or 5.
Like prostate score?
Yeah, your PSA score.
No, that's I did not think of that.
That's how they range them. Okay, well, maybe I'm the only one. I just, when I saw that, I thought, ooh, that's weird. Okay. Well, anyway.
From pickleball to prostate.
There you go.
That's your new thing.
You get pickleball, you won't get prostate.
Mino and the Mayor, from prostates to, from pickleball to prostate.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
We cover it all.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I got a thing here. Fun fact, a lot of pro wrestlers have started to play pickleball. From TJ, really? Sincerely? I mean, is that a good?
That's what he's saying. I believe him.
I believe it. I mean, I think that's a great sport. I mean, I haven't played it yet, but
I'm not. Dude, I don't want to question. I'm not sure the birthplace was Arizona. I thought that was more south, like Mexico stuff. That started. That really started here in America.
Well, I don't know if it started in America, but I do think the Southwest is kind of where older people living there and stuff like that.
Yeah. Year round. Yes.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I got a buddy who goes to Arizona in the summer, or goes winter, and every time I'd call him, he'd be outside at they'd converted their tennis courts to pickleball. And it was one of those big, it's almost like, what's the big place in Florida? The Village or whatever?
The Village.
And he's one of those kind of places in Arizona, and they converted them all to, because nobody's playing tennis anymore. Yeah. And he said, when's the last time you were at a place and you saw somebody playing tennis?
Right.
And now they're converting all of them to pickleball, and it's unbelievably popular.
Right. Well, how many times do you drive by tennis courts and there's nobody?
Nobody.
Playing?
You know, another thing you never see anymore. When I was a kid, you in my little towns, you know, whatever, you couldn't drive by a park where there wasn't pickup basketball going.
Right. I was just going
to
say
and people sitting waiting to get into a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's always going to be. Don't you think that's not going to go? They're not going to convert those courts into anything.
No, but they might as well convert them into something because you just never see pickup basketball in parks anymore.
Well, I live across the street from one.
Well, the only other one is by Green Bay West High School.
Well, that's another good one.
That's another one.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I one time, when I was living on the west side of Grace, living over off of Military, first move to Green Bay. And I would, you know, I was still young and, you know, enjoyed playing. And I remember going to the West Courts one time. It's like, ooh.
They're good, right?
This is good. This is serious. And you didn't want to give up the court. You know, there were other people who wanted. So there was real competitive games or you'd have to sit.
And then sometimes they kind of controlled the court a little too much. We had a few issues out there. But a bunch of good kids, they just love playing basketball. Ooh. And then we did that thing with they were good. They played the cops. Remember that?
Yeah.
Smith went out there.
Absolutely.
They got smoked.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. Well, he used to play a lot.
Oh, he was good. He was good, yeah.
He was a Uper guy who really loved pickup basketball. Yeah, no question about it. Brian says 43-172, still very soupy, foggy.
See?
Yep. Pat here says pickleball actually started in Bain.
Really? Washington?
How do you pronounce that, Todd?
I think Bainbridge.
Bainbridge Island, Washington. I didn't know that.
Me either. A little north. Okay.
You got this. William says, how about a pickleball match with Jim and John for charity? I'd pay to watch that.
Yeah. We'll just send
Got, you know what? Here, think about this, Todd. Put this together.
Yep.
A kayak. Right, is that what you're going to say?
Well, yeah, the same day of the regatta.
I was just going to say, what if we made it almost like a triathlon, but three different sports?
I like it.
We do the kayaking.
Yeah.
Then you guys have to play a little pickleball. We got to find one more thing that you guys can.
I think
maybe
we
a bike.
Slow down
maybe
on
a
that.
Bike race.
Cribbage.
15-2, 15-4.
Right, pair of six.
Yep.
Knobs of seven.
I don't know.
Play
chess.
Got this. I was talking to my host mother in Germany a while back. She had to Google what pickleball was.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming, Tori.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is unbelievably popular. We were out at that wedding we were at last weekend, the table we were at, and they're all similar to us in age, maybe, you know, 2 years either way. They're all in these, like, leagues.
Well, that's what I mean. It's
like
got
leagues.
Like,
it's not like a game. It's like the league. Every Thursday, show up and you play for like 3 hours. It's
not
like a half hour.
Have you seen the Charlie Behrens skit of the pickleball tournament in Manitowoc?
No.
It is really, really good. It's so, because it's like these other people, this yuppie couple who are so serious it. Okay. And they're drinking bloody, Charlie had drinking bloodies before the thing.
Oh,
and the lady's like, why is it so cold here in Manitowoc? And the lady from Manitowoc goes, God, what a nice day. We got to go to the church picnic after this. And it was like so apropos of the different levels of this.
Yeah. That's funny. He is funny.
Yeah. Push-ups for the third competition, says Mike.
We talked about that one time.
A year ago.
You guys haven't followed through on any of these, you know?
True.
I told you about that thing, and Mark Hewson has not done a thing to alleviate it. Remember?
What thing?
That pulled muscle I got. I can't remember the name of the muscle. It's the trapezoids. Trapezoid? Trapezoid.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. So my push-up days have been put on hold. What else going on today? Bring flowers to someone day.
Wasn't that a nice day?
Yeah. But can I just say one thing, though?
Jim, go to a restaurant, grab them off the table, take them to your wife.
Right,
like
but
you.
She's out of town.
Just don't do like I did to my mom to buy artificial ones. Oh, no matter how realistic they look.
Bring flowers to someone day. That's like, you know.
Have you seen how expensive flowers are?
I know, right? Yeah, they are.
They're expensive, I'm telling you.
Have you seen how much flowers are? I used to be able to get a bouquet from my honey for 5 cents.
It's kind of what you look.
Todd,
kind of sound like a little
sometimes
bit.
That's
funny.
Sometimes I don't like you, Todd.
That is funny. Is funny.
Have you seen the kids these days?
We got to connect with them.
We've got a phenomenal guest coming up in 5 minutes. The gentleman's name is Jeff Olson.
Oh, yeah.
And wait, I'm just going to tell you this story. It's Mental Health Week.
Month. Yep.
And young people, mental health is important.
Ugh.
Wait till you hear this gentleman's story when we come back. Jeff Olson, Do It For Daniel is the name of his project. Wait until you hear this story. Back right after this. Milwaukee to the state of Alabama.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.